This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Right, okay, king cake. So it's a yeast-based cake, but normally when you use yeast, you use like a strong flour. This uses plain flour, and that gives it a nice sort of cakey.
What's the difference between strong flour and plain flour? I know even you're in the shop, they're on the different, actually physically two different things.
Yeah, strong flour is higher gluten, so it's very fine, whereas plain flour will give you a nice sort of bubbly cake. So it's a wee bit of both. Right, so the first thing you do is a slightly warm milk with some flour and then the yeast, and that goes in, you cover that up and leave that, and that's what we call a sponge. And then you leave that, and then you beat up your butter and sugar,
okay,
really light and fluffy, and you add some eggs and then some more flour. I put in some fruit that had soaked in a liqueur or sherry.
Oh, lovely.
And then you add your sponge, the yeast bit, and you just mix it all together and then knead it and leave it for an hour, and that's it. And then This is the stage we're at now. So this is our dough. So what I do is just roll this out. I'm going to do a mini one, then you can take this home and bake it.
That would be lovely.
Yep.
I'd rather take the one that you've done than that I could just eat now.
Well, a bit of both, right? So okay, look, roll this out. I'm going to roll it out to the size of this chopping board.
You're flouring it there. Is that just plain flour?
It's just plain flour, and then just roll that.
You're a devil with a rolling pin, I'm telling you.
Look, it's even got my name on it. Somebody gave me that for Christmas.
Oh, for goodness sake. Paula's rolling pin. This is out of the other half, I'm telling you. Who needs AI when you've got a personalised
You've got your own person,
pin.
Exactly. Right, so I've rolled that out. And then in here, just brown sugar, cinnamon and orange zest.
That just smells like Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the 12th day of Christmas, so it's still Christmas, isn't it, technically?
And that's a lovely golden brown colour as well.
I just sprinkle that all over.
And that is, again, that cinnamon, just brown sugar,
and then a wee bit of orange zest.
Okay.
And that just sprinkle that all over the cake. And, you know, if you didn't want to make a king cake, you could just roll that up now and just have like a cinnamon bread. So if you want it to, you don't have to.
So you flatten that out.
Yeah.
And then you sprinkle that, and now you're rolling it.
Rolling it up. And so that'll give you a nice sort of caramel. And then just sort of seal off the edges. And then this is a sort of a mini king. And then you just roll it into a crown shape, into a round. Seal the edges. And then you just...
So this will give you a swirl inside because you've rolled it up after you've put the sugar on.
Give you a bit of a swirl, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
give me a swirl. Give you a swirl.
A real swirl. And then just put that onto a sheet of baking paper and leave that for another hour and then bake it.
Why would you leave it for an hour before you bake it?
Just it'll rise up again. You've worked with it.
Does it matter where you put it? Do you need to let it...
Ambient temperature, so just room temperature. Room temperature.
Oh, room temperature.
Not in the fridge or anything. You want the yeast to work again. Because what you've done is you've kind of pummeled that. So the yeast is sitting like this here. You know, it's like, oh.
Like a jelly.
You know, like a jellyfish. So what you want to do is get it back up to speed again. So let it relax.
Could you put it near your radiator, or is that a bad idea? Is that going to speed it too quickly?
It might kill it if it's too hot.
God, it's difficult.
I know, it's quite high maintenance yeast.
A bit like yourself.
Yes, I was going to say a bit like you, Vinny, but anyway. And I leave it and then bake it, and then it comes out of the oven. Rush a wee bit of egg yolk over that.
And how long do you need to bake that for?
It takes about 40 minutes, but you can tell when you turn it upside down, and if you tap it, it sounds hollow. With this cake, what I do as well is if you put a skewer in, if it comes out clean, that's ready. And then this is the bit where the fun bit, but the king cake should be quite gaudy.
Before you get to that,
You know, like sometimes when you're baking a cake, I've started baking recently. Does it matter what cake, kind of cake you're baking, as if you can't open the oven because sometimes that'll ruin it? Or say for this one, can you open it and have a look, or do you need to look at the glass?
You can have a look with this one. Yeah, have a look. No, sometimes with a sponge, with a Victoria sponge, if you open the oven. But I always find if you open it quite gently.
Gently.
You know, open the oven gently. Or get an oven. You know what the best thing? Get an oven with a glass door so you can look in.
All right, I'm telling you, this is clearly how they live in Macadoo.
Yeah, glass door in the oven so you can see it all.
Maybe there'll be an AI device that can kind of tell and can actually
but
shout out.
Somebody tweeted me over Christmas with they had a recipe up that I'd done on their fridge. And they do something like that, and that was
like
the iPad
magnet.
It looked like an iPad built into the fridge. I thought it was a bit high tech.
I think me and you maybe aren't the right people to talk about this, because you look as confused as I do.
I was really confused.
Paul, does that sound familiar?
It's possible, yeah. I mean, fridges can track RFID tags, some
this
of them on devices.
They'll
tell you what you can make from what's in the fridge, what ingredients are in there, when are they going out of date, what should you cook this evening then to use it up.
You were mentioning talking about being gaudy there.
Yes, we wouldn't
do that on the BBC. But
just because these are wee flowers, you can just see wee corn flowers, and you can put them on.
So you've taken that out of the oven, basically. You've
allowed
it to cool
down, yeah.
And what have you drizzled on the top of it?
So we've got the orange zest in with the brown sugar. So the juice, just mix the juice up with some icing sugar and drizzle that over. And then be as gaudy as you want. So these hundreds and thousands.
So you've got these little shiny pink pearls.
Yeah, or you could do gold.
What are those? Blue corn flowers.
Yeah, you can get those online.
These are like edible flowers.
Yeah.
I never realised how posh you are.
I know.
Telling you, this is a revelation to me. How long should you let it cool,
or
until it's cool to the touch before you put the icing on?
No, just until it's cool, and then that's your cake there. So have a wee.
It looks lovely now.
Have a wee taste.
And you can see the swirl in the inside of this.
Yeah, there is a swirl.
Inside of the ring, and you can see some of the fruit as well. Mm-hmm. It's quite.
It's quite dense because I made it last night. Because I didn't want to get out of here at 5 o'clock this morning, Vinny. So, I mean, I love you, but I don't love you
that much.
It's
lovely.
But what with this cake, if you eat it, at room temp, sort of when it's cool, eat it then. If you want to reheat it, then you can just put it in the oven. You know, just wrap it in tin foil, warm it up a bit.
It's
lovely to toast it as well, but
because it's got that brioche type taste.
Yeah, that's it exactly.
But
yes.
You also get all the flavours, the cinnamon, the oranges. I can taste a slight bit of booze too.
Yeah, that's from your very good.
It's lovely.
That's just from the fruit, because I soaked the fruit in. I think it was I soaked it in a plum liqueur actually. Very good, Finny.
I am seeing a different side to you today.
Cornflour and plum liqueur.
The recipe for Paula's King Cake is up on the website now, bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster, and follow the links to the John Toll Show podcast will be up later on. Mm-hmm. And of course, some people do put the money or something inside it, and then if you find that,
that's it, and then you're king for the day. But
I'm still king for the day, I think.
You'll be king for the day anyway. Yeah.
You reckon,
I'm going to give you that now, and you can take that home and.
Very kind of you, Paula.
I know it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is very
kind.
Put this
onto a wee plate now for you.
Would any of the rest of you guys fancy trying some of Paula's king cake?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mila's definitely up for some.
Noah, yes, okay.
Please. While we get tucked into that, we're going to have a very short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.